أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا كنت فيهم فأخذت لكم الصلاة فلتقم طائفة منهم معك وليأخذوا أسلحتهم فإذا سجدوا فليكونوا من ورائكم ولتأت طائفة أخرى لم يصلوا فليصلوا معك وليأخذوا حذرهم وأسلحتهم. In the previous ayahs, the explanation of namaz when one is traveling was made. That is, traveler's namaz is half, Zohar, Asr and Isha, instead of 4 rakats, 2 rakats should be made. And the distance of travel has to be at least 77 kilometers. Now in this ayat, the travel namaz is made, but that at the time of warfare, when jihad is on. On the one side, we can see how important namaz is, that while the actual battle is on, namaz must not be left off. At that time also namaz be made, and how will he made will be made at that time, that is explained in this ayat. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ or جَبْ تُو أُنْمَي مَوْجُودْ هُوْ. O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, if you are present with the Sahaba at the time of warfare, فَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فِي namaz مَنْ khara kare. Then let them stand up for namaz. Whenever, whichever namaz time comes, let them make namaz. فَلْتَقُمْ طَوْعِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكْ. تو چاہیے کہ ایک جماعت ان کی کھری ہو تیرے ساتھ. Then one group of them, that is half of the mujahideen, the people who are taking part in the jihad, they must join Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the namaz. وَلْيَخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُ اور ساتھ لے وے اپنے ہتھیار. And their weapons must be with them, just at hand, in case they need it, if there's an attack, so they have their weapons with them. So, and when they have made their 1 rakat, فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فِي جَبْ سَجْدَا كَرَيْ. They've completed the 1st rakat, they completed the sajdas of the 1st rakat. فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ. تو حج جاوے تیرے پاس سے. Then they should move away from you. They'll only make 1 rakat of namaz and they'll go and face the enemy now. They will take on the battle there. وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا. اور آوے دوسری جماعت جس نے نماز نہیں پڑھی. And that other group that was facing the enemy and they haven't still made namaz. So they will come now and they will join Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ. And then they will make your 2nd rakat, their 1st rakat with you. وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذْرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. اور ساتھ لے وے اپنے بچاؤں اور ہتھیار. And at all times take your weapons and take your things of war, keep them with you in case you need them at any time. This is in the case where everyone wants to make namaz behind one imam. That when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was present, all wanted to make namaz behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the method there was, half of the group will come and make their 1 rakat behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They will go and face the enemy, and the other end group that was facing the enemy will come and make their 1 rakat. They will complete their namaz and then they will go there to the battlefront. And that other group on their own will complete the 2nd rakat. So in that way, they will make the 2 rakats and each one will get a chance to make namaz behind, if all want to make behind one imam. And if that is not the case, then you will make 2 jamaats. One jamaat will face the enemy and one jamaat will make their namaz. Then this group will come and face the enemy and the other group will make their namaz. So in this way, the battle will also carry on and the namaz will also be made. From here we can gather also that how important namaz is. Today we, with no excuse whatsoever, we just go on missing our namaz, which is totally, totally incorrect. And when namaz is farz even on the battlefield, and the method has been explained in the Quran Sharif, we can see the great, great importance of namaz. May Allah give us all tawfiq to realize the importance of namaz and make it correctly and properly as on its time and requirements. And may Allah Ta'ala accept from us, inshallah. Subhanallah.